One more, Se'if Vav. So he says, Ein tzarach revias lenetilas yadayim letfilah. You do not need to have a revias of water to wash hands for tefillah. Now, revias is your kiddush cup size, somewhere between 86 and 150 cc. That's a din when it comes to washing your hands for a suda. You do not need that here when it comes to washing for shachris, because remember the issue only was in the kiyas. Whatever cleans your hands, cleans your hands. As far as the three times remove the ruach ra, the same din will apply. You don't need to have a revius, although in practice, to be a mighty good trick to have six or eight spritzes on your hand without a single revius. It's not, the point is, that's not the din. Not telling revius. Revius has to do with something else. Right. Exactly. So therefore, because of that, it's not ma'akev, but for the Rashba side of things, you want to use a kli and you want to have revius, but you don't have to. Now, look what he said downstairs. He's talking this all, we're all talking b'di'evit here. Look at Sifkat and Tesvav. Ein tzarach. Wrote Salomar. He means di'evit. That means all b'di'evit. Ein ma'akev abracha. If you did just less than a revius, that's not ma'akev abracha. Umavarach al entilas yadayim. Av l'charchila, but l'charchila, the thing is, tov, you should, it's good l'hakpid shia lo gam kein revius. You should make a revius. Kamosha kasav besif sha'achar zeh. We'll see in a second. The koi gam al shiel lo revius kosher kasva achronim. In Zion, we'll see on Sunday. Bezer Hashem talks about the comparison between the lachas of washing for a bread meal and for shachris, and we're going to say that lachar chila do the same thing, but yeah, but it's not ma'akev. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, on Sunday.